I'm going towards good health Amen. Here. Even if I have to eat my Brussels sprouts, I'm going to do it. Oh. And the funny part of it is, when I made the decision, the good stuff started tasting good to me.
What does God's Word say about the foods you eat? On today's Believer's Voice of Victory with Kenneth Copeland and his special guests, Dr. Don and Mary Colbert, learn how you can make quality decisions that will put you and your family on the path to health.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Let's have a word of prayer. We get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. Lord, thank you for never changing. Thank you for sending us your word. Without your word, we die. Lack of knowledge, we die. Without the Spirit, we die. But with it, we have life everlasting. And we open our hearts and minds what you say is right, and we will never alter our lifestyle, alter your word to match our lifestyle. We alter our lifestyle to match your word. And we thank you for it. It is life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dr. Colbert and his lovely, healthy wife, Mary, is right here with us. Praise the Lord. Welcome, both of you, again today. When we closed the broadcast yesterday, we were talking about, you mentioned several times, about laying certain foods on the altar, and you began talking about sugar. And it was amazing to me when I heard you say that, because back in 1973, in 67, the day I left to go to Oral Roberts University, the word of the Lord came to me. And back there then, as spiritually illiterate as I was then, I heard God in this. And he said, now you're going to have to get the weight off. Because he said, to do what I've called you to do, you can't do it and carry that weight. Now, I weighed 230 to 240 all the time. Well, the day I left, I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have a clue. I had a clue. The only thing I knew how to do is just go on all protein and you know, because that's all I ever heard as an athlete. Mm-hmm. That's the end of it was there. I ate 9 boiled eggs that day. I took off for Tulsa. Well, and it did work for a while. Mm-hmm. It got me started in the right direction. But when I went into prayer about it, began to seek the Lord after I learned how to walk by faith, how to function spiritually, and I realized I'm going at this thing wrong. I need to be going at it in the Word, not Amen. Just stuff I just heard somewhere. The first thing God dealt with me about was sugar. And I said, Lord, what am I going to do? I was just fit to be tied over this. I thought, you delivered me from smoking. You delivered me from alcohol. You delivered me from all these other things. I don't even desire it anymore. But how do you get delivered from food? You got to eat. And so I was struggling with this. Mm-hmm. Man.
Sure.
I went to, I took off for a week and just isolated myself. I got away, and I said, Lord, I'm going to fast and pray and just total fast except for water. I got before the Lord and prayed in the Spirit. After about the third day, man, I heard it. He said, I delivered you from smoke. I didn't deliver you from breathing. You got to breathe to live. He said, I didn't deliver you from drinking. I delivered you from drinking alcohol.
Amen.
He said, I'm not going to deliver you from food. I'm going to deliver you from the junk.
Amen.
Starting with sugar. Now, this is the one. And so then I had a track then. I see that. That isolated the sugar.
Amen. That's good.
And I couldn't handle the whole rack. I didn't know the whole rack. But he's giving me principles to go by. That's when he talked to me about reading the label on something before I eat it, not being a hypocrite about this thing, and thinking more of my car than I did my body. Jesus didn't go to the cross for my car. He went to the cross for my body. So in the long and the short of this thing was this. How do I do this? And that's the first time I ever heard the phrase decision of quality. And now then I got over on that. What is a decision of quality? Now, you've heard the phrase the valley of decision. The valley of decision comes from the valley that God set up where he said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. You don't have any excuse, he said. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, you choose. You make the decision. You choose life that both you and your seed may live.
Your children, amen.
Yeah, I mean, and this is what we were talking about a couple of days ago, that we're now into a generation that is strong opportunity to die before their parents. And that, boy, this is...
The first generation in history.
This is terrible. This is a terrible thing.
Sure.
So, now, the Apostle Paul talked about this, and you get into it over in the book of Romans, and then I'm going to tell you, I'm giving you this because this is the way the Lord led me through this.
Sure.
He
good.
Said, you're going to have to make a
Amen.
Decision here. Well, good. I prayed about it, and I said, well, I want to know what a quality decision is. Well, I prayed about this for several days, and then I heard this. That's a decision about which there is no longer any argument and from which there's no retreat. You are out there. Now, when a preacher or any Christian person for any reason hunt for something in God's Word that excuses them from the right thing. And they know the right thing when they hear it. They know when they're fat and they know what they're doing. And you try to use God's Word to protect your flesh. That's a wrong motive for God's Word to start with. And to take scriptures out of their context, like all things are lawful and everything that God created is good, so don't refuse any of it. Well, we discussed earlier about, and I want to get into those things too before Amen. We get, but the decision part of it is what the Lord's laid on us today. Those quail that God replaced the manna with for them because they cried out for it, that God created that quail. There wasn't anything wrong with that quail.
Sure.
The thing that was wrong, they pigged out on it until they killed themselves eating it. The gluttony was the problem, not the food. So there's also the decision of expediency. I could eat anything, but it's not all expedient. And particularly when I'm trying to get well here, I'm working toward health. I'm not working toward what I like to eat. What can I eat and get away with? I'm going towards good health
Amen.
Here. Even if I have to eat my Brussels sprouts, I'm going to do it. Oh. And the funny part of it is when I made the decision, the good stuff started tasting good to
Amen.
Me. So, anyway, you get over here where Paul, the apostle dealt with this. He said in the 7th chapter of the book of Romans, now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwells in me. I know that in me, that is in my flesh, We're talking about crucifying the flesh. We're talking about laying certain things on the altar because this flesh is what's sick.
Amen.
And we're dealing with decisions here that are life-changing decisions. Forget about how they taste or what it's going to cost you to buy it. What's it going to cost you to die young? So get the emotional part of it gone.
And pass the disease to the child.
Yeah. Now you need to make that decision first. That's the first thing.
And commitment, too.
And then he described it. He said the problem here is the good that I would do, the evil which I would not do, that I do. In other words, my first problem here with this decision is, in the past, when I've made a decision to do this, instead of eating less, I eat more. Well, it was not a decision of quality, and it wasn't word-based.
That's so good. Amen.
So he finally says, Oh, wretched man, who will deliver me from this body of death? He said, oh, thank God. And he used the word Christ, our Lord. He used the word anointing here. The power of the anointing to remove that burden and destroy that yoke is awesome.
Amen.
So, the bottom line was this. You do it on the Word. And the first thing you have to deal with is 8:1. There is now no condemnation to those who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. Don't you be condemned over the past. Beating yourself over the head with it won't change anything. You lay your emotions aside. Your friendship with food and all that stuff, you put that aside right now. We're dealing with your health and the future of your family and the life that God has given you. So, in the leading of this over a period of days and time, out of which came the little book, The Decision Is Yours. Now, you start with that decision. You make the choice. That's first. Now, there was over a period of time, there was two or three very serious things, and I'll use sugar as the example because they all work the same way. It was just a matter of doing it. I set a plate down in front of me, and I put the item in this case, sugar. I just set it there in the plate. And then I said, I make the quality decision. I have no need of you in my life. And this day, and I wrote it all down. God said, I call you to record. Well, I called me to record this day, and I wrote it down. And while I was doing it, I wasn't liking it a bit. But I called my flesh to record this day. I wrote the date down, and I said to my food, I said to that plate, there with that in it, and later other items. I did it one at a time. I did this with bread. I did it with other things that were bad in my life. I craved them, and they had to go.
Sure.
So instead of having to make a decision to reject this every time it's offered to me, I'm rejecting it one time from which there is no retreat. I'm talking about almost 40 years ago, and I have no desire for it yet. So I said, I have no need of you. I wrote it down before the Lord. In obedience to Almighty God, I have no need of you in my life again forever. You and I are divorced. I pushed it over here. And then I set the elements of communion between me and them.
Praise God.
You can do it with pornography. You can do it with dope. You can do it with bad relationships. It will sever you.
Praise God.
That anointing that comes out of that, it'll cut it off, man. It will absolutely amputate it from your life. And then as you go, you thank God over it, and you take your communion and say, thank God Jesus bore this thing for me, and it is out of my life. It's gone the route of the alcohol and the tobacco. He didn't deliver me from breathing. He delivered me from breathing smoke.
Amen.
He didn't deliver me from eating. He's delivered me from eating that sugar. It is out of my life.
Amen.
There is such an anointing on what you're saying right now. I just really believe people are getting set free.
Now, that's the altar you're talking about.
When that
altar is the cross of Jesus Christ. That's where the blood was shed.
Amen.
That's where the sacrifice was made. Now, here's what's so outstanding. I learned that, you remember Ed Cole? God bless his heart, man. Mm-hmm. What a man of God. Mm-hmm. Gone home to be with the Lord.
Right. Amen.
But he did this. Let's let these two apples represent the element of communion. Examine yourself. I went to the word in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter where Jesus, the Apostle Paul's talking about it. He said, examine yourself. I'm not examining what I can eat and what I can't. I'm examining myself for decision and for good health. I've got a calling on my life, and I ain't got time to waste my faith on a bunch of junk that I could not even have to start with if I just
get
my flesh straightened out.
Amen.
So here's the blood and the body of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Now, I had to set this in my eyes and in the pictures of my mind and to see this and examine myself here and meditate on it and meditate on it and meditate on it till it renewed my mind that every time I saw sugar, I saw this.
Amen.
Now, to get to the sugar, I really don't even like to do this, but I'll do it to illustrate it. To get to the sugar, I have to say, I have no need of this. No, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even do it as an illustration. Forgive me, Jesus. I can't say that about your blood and your body.
Mm-hmm.
That I have no need of this.
Mm-hmm.
No, no.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar? Mm-hmm. And I had to get so blunt with it. Wow. I had to get blunt with it in my decision. And I just said it out loud to hell with you.
Mm-hmm.
I need this.
Amen.
This is my life. I choose life.
Amen.
I choose to live. I don't need you anymore. You can set all the pies and the cakes and all the stuff in front of me. And every time I see it,
amen.
The blood and the body of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
He died for me that I don't have to eat that stuff.
He received 39 stripes.
So that I don't have to receive them.
And you refuse to be obese by eating that food that signs you up for 35 major diseases.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing now how God's... And here's the thing about it. It didn't take no 6 months to get it to work. It was done in 10 minutes.
I never
wanted it again.
And you know what happened? The revelation that went deep into you is taste and see that the Lord
is
it really
good.
Did.
But what happened,
and
Mary,
it became the replacement.
Is you literally did James 4:7. You submitted yourself to God.
That's really what it was.
You resisted the devil, and now the devil can't even tempt you with sugar.
No, he can't tempt me with it.
It's gone.
Now, you can do this with anything that tempts you. But you have to do it. You can't just do it while you're walking down the sidewalk and say, you know, I believe I need to fast for a couple of days. You figure to eat six of the biggest meals you have ever eaten in your
that's
life.
True.
That's right.
Because every demon in hell heard you make a half-hearted
decision,
and they thought, if we don't get on him, he's going to do it. And so they just ever directed, I've been thinking about you. How about me buying you lunch? And he's the biggest tither in the church. Now I got to go eat. Now you ain't got any decision about you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you make a quality decision, I knew for a long time that my body was reacting in the wrong kind of way with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I hadn't connected it with other things, and I drank way too much coffee. I got into that before I ever got saved, and I didn't even check it after I got saved. I just kept doing a lot of it. And I knew it was too much, but I didn't make the decision to do anything about it. And then I started having aches in my joints, and I'd pray about it and exercise my faith on it. But then it'd be better. But then in a few days, here he'd come again. So I did the same thing, but I didn't know what it was. I knew there was something doing this because mm-hmm. God can't miss it and His Word can't
right.
miss it.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
There's something I don't know here. So I did the same thing I did on that other.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard it. The Lord said, now, if you want my will for your life and for your body, mm-hmm. don't drink any more coffee. Well, I'd tried to quit it before, and I had some of the most
headaches. Sure.
What'd you say? Oh, and it's almost, and I could see it in Gloria's mm-hmm. eyes. Get him a cup of coffee or something, you know. Get this cut off here. And come to find out, I had overdone this thing until not just the caffeine, but the tars and all that other
what
stuff
happens,
was just tearing me up.
What happened is a lot of caffeine and a lot of coffee makes your tissues acidic, and it causes joint aches.
And
a lot of people don't know
that's
that.
That's what it's happening. And I wasn't drinking water. I was drinking
right.
coffee.
And remember the first thing when you came to me years ago with back yeah. pain, I said, let's alkalinize your tissues, yeah. your urine, with alkaline water. That's and by getting
and
rid of that acidic coffee.
Tearing me
sure it does.
Up. So I said, well, I know how to do this. I got all my coffee stuff. I got my coffee pot and the coffee and a whole bag full of stuff. And I set it right, just piled it all up right there and went through the whole process again. Amen. I have no need of you in my life. And in obedience to God's word, the decision is made.
Amen.
I rebuke you and I'm divorced from you. I'll never go back to you again. Well, And I've took communion and everything. Mm-hmm. I've never had but one taste of coffee since. And somebody handed it to me, and I didn't know it was coffee. And I took a sip of it. I blew that stuff off. I just exploded on it. And who gave me that coffee? Oh, whoa, man. My flesh rose up. Mm-hmm. It would not have it.
Right.
Yeah.
And that has been over 35 right. years
Praise
ago.
God.
I didn't have one touch of headache. I didn't have
Praise
one
God.
Symptom. It was gone in 5 minutes.
Right. Now I want to explain to people, too. A lot of people are saying, I don't ever want to lay sugar on the altar. I don't want to ever lay coffee on the altar. I tell people it's the food that you're addicted to. For me, I'm not addicted to sugar. I'm not addicted to coffee. I can have some coffee with alkaline water in it, a little bit. Moderation is the key, exercising temperance, and you can have it. But if a food has you and is destroying your health, the Lord is going to require you to lay that food on the altar.
Now, if you drift into more of it than you decided to take in the first place,
right.
you better kill it right where
Amen.
It stands.
Amen.
Because anything that Satan can use mm-hmm. to put you in bondage to your flesh, he'll do it.
Amen.
And one of the biggest flesh bondages on earth
mm-hmm.
is religion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And you can build that out of the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Not out of what it says, but what you thought it said. And we're out of time. We'll be back in just a moment.
These days, whether it's grabbing something on the go or buying groceries for next week, we have an abundance of options when it comes to the food we eat. But all foods are not created equal. In his latest book, Eat This and Live, Dr. Don Colbert provides you with an easy-to-understand roadmap to help navigate what can often be treacherous territory. Based on the 7 pillars of health, this food handbook includes Dr. Colbert-approved foods, along with restaurant menu choices, helpful facts, tips, charts, and nutrition information that will make it easier for you to stay healthy and lose weight. Packed with vital information to help your whole family stay healthy, you'll learn the difference between living food and dead food, what the Bible says about food, shopping tips, smart choices for dining out, tips for healthy kids, and much more. With this tool in hand, you're equipped to take steps toward looking and feeling younger as you journey down the road to lifelong health. To order your copy of Eat This and Live, log on to our website at kcm.org. This new book by New York Times bestselling author Dr. Don Colbert will show you how to improve your health through simple food choices and is now available for just $14. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order your copy today.
Can you see why this is so important? Eat this and live. Now, you can use this as a guide to what we were talking about just a moment ago. Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you, Doc. I appreciate it. And deal with it. And this is the way you deal with it. You don't deal with it, well, I'm going to try that for about 2 weeks. You're going to pig out before the end of the first week. So get in here and do this now and get this material. It took a long time of study and work to come to the place where I had any idea of what I was doing. But you don't have to go through that. That's the reason God has called people like Don and Mary Colbert to do these things and spent the years he has spent studying this. He has done all your study for you. Amen. So get a hold of it. I mentioned that little book, The Decision is Yours Today. If you want it, let me know. Use the website or whatever and get on there and order it. I'll send it to you free and postpaid. This is vital to your life and to your health. Praise God. Gloria and I are coming to Australia. We're going to be in Sydney, May the 21st through the 23rd. We're going to be in Brisbane, 28th through the 30th. Woo, you got to be there, brother. Praise God. Amen. We're really looking forward to this trip to Australia because of some great things are happening there. It's a major milestone in our ministry there, praise the Lord. So we've been there a lot of years, and this is a major anniversary for us there, and so it's going to be good. Pray about it. You might want to come in there from all around. You pray about it. I know you'd be there. Praise God. Hey, guys, this is a good time today, wasn't it?
Amen.
Amen.
Being delivered from that junk is always good, man. I tell you, God is so good. He's put up with us all these years and then gave his own body to get us free from this junk. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, good. Good having you here today. Don't miss tomorrow because all of these things are so important. Get on the website. Go over it and over it and over it and over it. Amen. Until tomorrow at this same time, this is Kenneth Copeland, Dr. and Mary Colbert, reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for watching The Believer's Voice of Victory. If you'd like to purchase a copy of this week's broadcasts, go to our website or call or write to us today. To request your free copy of The Decision is Yours by Kenneth Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org. Or you may call our special toll-free number at 888-326-0011. Or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. One book per household, please.